Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everybody, happy Friday. It's a football Friday, and we're feeling better about our football team because of what they did last Sunday against the Colts. And this was supposed to be the gauntlet underway, the meat of the season. Checked one off the list with the Colts. Bagged that animal, if you will. And now it's out west to play Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And Mike Tomlin earlier in the week giving Justin Herbert his flowers, as the kids say, by saying, yeah, we beat this team last year, but we only really beat them because he was hurt. And we knocked them out of the game, and that's why we won. The last time Mike Tomlin saw Justin Herbert in L.A., his defense gave up 41 points. Justin Herbert had 382 passing yards. He had 3 passing touchdowns. He also, just for bleeps and giggles, added 92 rushing yards in that game.
Wasn't the aftermath of that game something where, or was it in the run-up to the next one where Mike was asked if he knew Herbert had that kind of running ability? He got asked, I remember a question about Herbert's running ability because of that game, I believe, and Tomlin got very snippy because he had been burnt so badly.
I don't have a great read on this game. I'm just going to come right out and say it. I think this is, and the line backs it up, I really think they are very compelling arguments for both sides, which makes the prediction I'm going to have to make officially for picks later in the show a little bit of a tough one, a toughie. I do think the Steelers' argument is a simple one. Justin Herbert is not the same quarterback when his offensive tackles are out. And his $100 million left tackle never got to play this year because of a training camp injury. And Joe Alt, who played left tackle at Notre Dame and got moved to right tackle only because they already had an elite left tackle, is really good. And he got carted off Sunday in Nashville, and now he's done for the year. So next man up is Trevor Penning, who they traded for on Tuesday. And the right tackle will probably be someone named Trey Scotty Pipkins or Pippins or whatever the guy's.
Trey Scotty Pipkins?
Trey Pippin.
Tom Pipkins?
I don't know.
Former Valley star who went to Duquesne?
I don't know his backstory, but he's probably going to play right tackle. That's the guy who gets to see T.J. Watt lining up across from him. So that combination has been a lethal one for L.A. That's how they lose games to the winless Giants. That's how they lose at home to a Commanders team that is not very good. That's how they squander a 3-0 start and have to rally because their offensive line has been very, very injured and damaged and leaky this year. The flip side of it is they still got some really good dudes on offense, led by the quarterback who stinks in the playoffs, but this game, last I checked, is going to get played on November 9th. And their defense has fewer good players than the Steelers' defense on paper,
but does better.
And
well, we know that Mike loves him some Jesse Minter.
oh my God, Jesse Minter is basically Nick Lobo's grandson.
He's like the young Dean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Keys.
Here's the stat that I think about that makes me nervous about this game. And look, maybe people can't get a read on it. That's why we don't have phone lines full yet at 412-928-9370. But I'd like some help from people.
We also, Pony, have one thing before you get that help.
Oh, yes.
Help
please
from people.
Make the announcement. Yes.
So many of you are aware of our YouTube stream with its whack pack of very fun and crazy characters who are currently talking about what Antonio Brown's jail experience will be like. We also have yet another way to consume the show. The PM Team live stream on X, the app formerly known as Twitter. So you can go, and when you go onto your homepage on Twitter, it'll say Live on X, and right there, we are hosting. You can click on it. You can watch and listen to the show that way. However, if you want to send real-time comments that are sometimes borderline psychotic, that is still reserved for YouTube, but you can now stream the show live on X, the Everything app. Anyway, Pony.
And it's pinned right at the top
it
of the
is
page,
pinned.
So you
yeah,
have to
it's
go
right
looking
there.
For
and
it.
If you go
they
to
make
the,
it
yeah,
easy.
If you go to the fan actual Twitter page, it's pinned right there. You'll be able to find it. It resets, Pony.
Yep.
Right at the, you know how many people were watching this thing on the End of Joe show?
I don't know.
Almost 2,000.
Well, there you go.
Just sitting there. And then it resets for us, so we start from zero, but we've got it racking up again. Anyway.
Here is a stat dichotomy that has me nervous for this game. And again, I guess people feel either good about it or don't know what to say about it because the phone lines aren't full yet at 412-928-9370. Let's put Seth the MILF Hunter to work here. Okay, he's already thinking about Eagles and Packers on Monday night. Let's preoccupy his time right now by giving you a chance to sound off on this game. The Chargers are second in the NFL in time of possession. The Steelers are 30th. They keep the ball. The Steelers don't have the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are number one in third down conversion rate. That's how they keep it. They keep it moving. They churn out yards. They move chains. And they have four straight games where they've scored 24-plus points. They haven't won all of them. They got beat by the Colts. Common opponent, Steelers
Colts
drubbed
kinda,
the Colts.
Colts kind of throttled them. Yeah, man.
So,
that game wasn't even close.
Again, like I said, like if I'm filling up reasons why they'll win, reasons why they won't, it's pretty close for
it's
this
not,
game,
It's
man.
Not an easy game to project. Now, last week was an easy one for you to predict, and you got it right, and to your credit, you got it right. A lot of other people, Donnie, myself, virtually everybody else either predicted Colts close or
people
Colts
thought last
blowout.
Week was easy, and
you,
most
you
people thought it was
out.
Easy because they thought the Steelers were going to crush them.
I
said most people thought picking the game was easy because they thought the Colts were going to crush
Colts
the Steelers.
Colts were
going to
crush
yes.
the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you sniffed that one out, and credit to you. It's a good thing neither of us is doing maybe a solo show today because I kind of had the same vibe. I was doing my usual diligence on the opponent here. I also don't have a great feel for it, and I was trying to figure out like what is there in the middle here in the numbers. Herbert is better than Rodgers. Do you disagree with that notion? Herbert is a better, more dangerous player. I know he doesn't always play up to the ridiculous, prodigious, God-given skills, but he is a more dangerous quarterback. If you were asked,
he's better right now
if you
than
were
Aaron Rodgers is at this given moment.
I'll do this classic gambit here.
Yeah.
If you had my life on the line and I had to have one of them win the game and I don't know what my team looks like, give me Herbert.
Right now?
Yes, because he can run away from trouble, all that stuff. Okay.
I agree.
He gives me pause. You have focused on like their defense doesn't have a ton of names, but it performs well. This is what gives me pause in saying the Steelers are going to go out there with their de facto home field advantage because it's LA and no one cares about the Chargers and beat them and school them. It might happen. They've got four players who are healthy for this game with at least 30 receptions. Gadsden, the tight end from Syracuse. Quentin Johnston, who leads them in touchdown catches and finally appears as a former first-round pick to not suck. He seems to have figured out how to play wide receiver. The ageless Keenan Allen, who's 800 years old and still good. And McConkey, who I think is the kind of player, no matter who he lines up against, who's going to give that corner fits.
So
he's a technician.
So you're pretty much saying, are the Steelers,
have enough guys
behind them?
Do the Steelers have enough guys to cover those four?
They rebounded last week against the Colts. Do they have it in them to do it again?
So they're presumably because...
against a great group of eligibles, as Mike Tomlin would say.
Well, Mike Tomlin, dating game right now, they're so eligible. You would presume because Johnston's a big dude, they'd put Porter on him, right? Skill set for skill set. Big physical guy. Because I don't like Porter on McConkey because I think McConkey will turn him inside out because he's a shiftier player.
I think that's
player.
Probably right. If it's preference, I don't think they'll have him follow around, but I think they'd probably like
hopefully
that matchup
Mike,
more.
Hopefully Mike has learned from several years ago and he won't put a linebacker on Keenan Allen, even if Keenan Allen's roughly as fast as your average linebacker now. But I just don't know if they've got the manpower that's trustworthy right this second to cover four guys who I think Herbert's happy throwing the ball to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's really successful throwing it to Gadsden. It's wild.
Yeah.
32 of 38 targets. Here is the other thing, though, that kind of goes the other way. Now, I might surprise you here. For whatever reason, and Mike respects Justin Herbert, I keep going back to that Joe Flacco game, and even to Love to an extent. Love was willing to take the short shot and just keep moving, right? Just keep throwing it short.
They blitzed him like crazy, and he just found blitz beaters.
Right. You know what Herbert likes to do? You know how I would describe him? He's a big game hunter back there. And I think sometimes when I watch Herbert on national games, because you see a decent amount of them, the thing that announcers come back to that rings true to me is he'll make some throws that just make your jaw hit the floor, but he very often does not take the easy play when he could. Because he's going
big game
hunting.
So you don't think they'll change their offense and get it out fast? You think they'll actually stick to what they do?
Yes, I don't think that there's like a Flacco component here necessarily where you're going to see Justin Herbert, who has all the God-given talent on the planet, willfully dink and dunk and just torture the Steelers with, here's a five-yard crosser, here's another five-yard crosser.
I mean, he's got the guys to do it.
He does, but I think his mindset is, I have one of the three best arms in the NFL, maybe two best, him and Allen. That's how good his arm is.
Yeah.
I can run, I can move, I'm tough, I'm
this,
I'm that.
But isn't that where Harbaugh comes in? I mean, I agree with you.
Pony, their record is not bad. It's obviously good. They're 6-3.
Better than the Steelers.
Well, because they played one more game.
Yep.
We'll find out after this one. If he had fully reined in the wild horse here, I don't think you'd have occasionally still some of these hiccup games.
I agree with that. But do they... Last year, they were a very conservative offense. They ran the ball and played it safe. This year, they've done the opposite.
I think it was hard about putting the training wheels back on him last year.
Well, do they put him back on in this game? Because the training wheels might be the way to go, to your point.
I think the training wheels should go back on. And the one thing about this Harbaugh is, I will say, I don't think he's dumb enough to get into the trap his brother gets into, which is, I have to prove I'm smarter than Mike Tomlin to everybody watching, and then he loses games because of it. This is a case where I think the coach probably knows how he's got to attack, and Greg Roman knows how he's got to attack. I just wonder if Herbert will be willing to do it consistently enough.
I mean, the question really is, I'm asking you guys to help us pick this game because I think it's tough. We're really trying to figure out if you think the Steelers are back after that Colts game. And if you think those are the real Steelers, what we saw against Indy, then you'll call in right now and pick the Steelers to go out west and win this game. If you've still got concerns and you think maybe it was a one-off, then the Chargers have a really good quarterback and a good record and a good coach. So you'll probably pick them, 412-928-9370. But judging from the lines, I think people are just as confused as we are, not knowing who they want to pick in this game. Here's Chris in Connellsville to start. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. First of all, I haven't talked to you all since you got your award, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You should come to the event where we give people free drinks.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but I'm not a drinker, so.
Oh, okay, well, you can still come and fraternize with us.
Yeah, fraternization in the absence of drinking is always
there's
encouraged
gonna be food.
As well. There will be food.
Hopefully you haven't given up eating.
If you've given up eating and you're still calling this show alive, I'd be very impressed.
Yeah, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
What do you got for us?
I think that the million-dollar question is the defense going to show up again? I mean, I think...
What do you think?
There's something that tells me the Steelers are good at, you know, winning the games that you think that they won't and not winning the games that you think that they should.
I believe that is called the duality of Tomlin, yes.
Hold on, exactly.
I have a better question than for you. You ask Chris.
Wait a minute. What kind of game is this then? Is this a game Tomlin's supposed to win, or is this a game Tomlin's supposed to lose?
I'm answering for Chris because my name is also Chris, but I want to get to something else with him. I think the fact that you're having a hard time picking it, I'm having a hard time picking it, means nobody really knows. Chris, you ask, and you say this game is a referendum on is the defense back. Do you think that the Steelers' defense is good enough to be back independent of the team they are playing?
I think they are. I think that you guys hit on a good point, too, with their backup tackles. I mean, if Tomlin continues to, Terrell Austin, mix things up, I mean, we saw, you know, sets where you had all three, Highsmith, Herbig, and Watt all on the field at the same time, continue to do things like that, confuse Herbert. I think they have a pretty good shot, and you know, for some reason,
I'll give you one thing. You just jogged in my head.
He jogged something else. I wonder if it's the same thing.
My thing is Tomlin knows that the Chargers' offensive coordinator Greg Roman is a run game savant.
Yes, he is.
And is like the best run game schemer in the entire NFL.
He's the guy who unlocked the Jackson offense in the first place.
If he comes out defensively. And the plan is, we're going to shut down their run. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure they don't run the ball against us. Then I think if they put run defensive personnel out there, I think that Herbert will cook in this game.
I have another thought, though. That was a very useful call because it jogged another thing. He just mentioned the tackles, and I didn't really put two and two together in our opening kind of exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
If they've got two gimpy tackles, well, not gimpy, but they don't trust Penning because they don't know anything,
right.
Ball out quicker because we don't want to put our quarterback in harm's way. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, if they're smart, but you said that maybe that Herbert is just too much of a wild horse to do that.
He might be, but what would be something that would maybe convince him to go and throw it short? I don't have Alt. I don't have Slater. Well, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative.
I'll give you another one that we need to monitor today. The Steelers have had the same starting offensive line for every game this year. They've had very good injury luck there, even though Seumalo started the year hurt. He's started every game. If he's out, it changes things. I mean, obviously, a bigger offensive line loss is being down your two tackles, especially when they're really good, like L.A. But Seumalo's their veteran offensive lineman. That's going to be a changeup if he's out. And you probably lose your jumbo package. That's not insignificant for this game. And he hasn't practiced yet, to the best of our knowledge. Texas on the. I'm telling you, it's a tough ass game to predict.
This was one of my favorite opening salvos, though, because it was like the wild exchange of ideas because nobody can get their head around this game.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll get your thoughts on it next. Help us. Who's going to win Steelers Chargers? We're flustered.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.